This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. The march featuring 140 participating groups this year, with their colorful floats and tens of thousands of people taking part and watching.
Joy fills the streets of Jackson Heights as Latoya LaFleur marches with Gotham Cheer.
Our goal is really just to bring joy and life, glitter, rainbow, music, dancing.
But there's defiance too, says Chloe Elantari of Queer Big Apple Core.
There is a lot of anti-trans and anti-LGBTQ sentiment.
That's why the theme is Defying Joy, says David Kilnick of the LGBT Network.
Where we're showing our resilience, but also our celebration of love and unity.
But for most here, it's all about the joy, dancing, singing, and vibrant costumes. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds, at 92.3 FM at 37th Avenue and 89th Street.
And the Pride Parade, of course, not only about fun and games. Before step off, there was a rally calling for the release of the event's honorary Grand Marshal. Andre Jose Hernandez Romero is a gay asylum seeker, and his supporters say he was wrongly deported by the Trump administration to a mega prison in El Salvador. They're urging U.S. officials to bring him back. The city's Pride Month events are the biggest in the country, drawing some 2.5 million people to the five boroughs every June. And by the way, keep it locked here at 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM for event-related road closures in Queens this afternoon. Well, the city getting its first Latina Parks Commissioner. Mayor Adams has appointed Iris Rodriguez Rosa to head the city's Department of Parks and Recreation.
It is a proud moment for me to bring her to the helm and to appoint the first Latina, because oftentimes this talent is overlooked, and we wanted to make sure that she had her opportunity.
Rodriguez Rosa is a nearly four-decade veteran of the City Parks and Rec Department, and she joined the mayor at a ribbon cutting today in Brooklyn.
For every community throughout the five boroughs, I'm honored to be appointed as the first Latina ever to hold this position as New York City Parks Commissioner.
Now, she spoke at the site of two playgrounds at the Kingsborough Houses in Crown Heights, which is the final project in a $23 million NYCHA open space improvement. NYCHA complexes in Queens have been outfitted with nearly 3 acres of new playground space, sports equipment, and outside seating. A rally today to save a historic rec center in Greenwich Village. Community groups want the Tony DiPolito Center on Hudson Street restored. But Andrew Berman, who heads the group Village Restoration, tells 1010 Winds the city has other plans.
The city for about a year has been saying that they want to tear the building down, even though it's beloved, needed, and landmarked, which means they shouldn't be allowed to tear it down.
And the center has been closed for 5 years now because it's in such disrepair. Well, nearly 1,200 runners testing their strength to make it to the top of One World Trade Center this morning. It's the ninth year the tunnel to Towers climb was held. Emergency Management Commissioner Zach Iskall telling News Channel 4 it was his first time going up the 104 stories.
You're climbing up these stairs, you're out of breath, it hurts, and all you're thinking about is the firefighters, the police officers, the folks that ran into these buildings that day, the sacrifices he made. And then having served in the Marine Corps, having served in combat overseas, you're thinking about the guys who didn't make it.
Now, money raised from the event will go to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which helps injured veterans and first responders. Well, if you're the parent of a young child and you don't have eyes in the back of your head, as the old saying goes, here's what can happen. A toddler had quite the ride last week at the JetBlue terminal at Newark Liberty Airport. While his mom was trying to rebook a flight, the two-year-old slipped behind the counter, climbed onto the luggage belt, and was whisked away with the suitcases right behind the wall. Port Authority police quickly took a belt ride themselves and found the toddler in a checked baggage room on the lower level, safe and sound, but close to being rolled into the baggage X-ray area. The story has a happy ending, with the little guy reunited with his mom, and no one was hurt. Well, a congressman from New York is accusing the Trump administration of intimidation tactics and chaos. This after Homeland Security stormed Jerry Nadler's Manhattan office and handcuffed one of his staffers. DHS admits it did happen, but insists they were responding to reports of protesters inside and that the staffer tried to block them. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries was asked about it on CNN's State of the Nation today.
I think the administration is clearly trying to intimidate Democrats in the same way that they're trying to intimidate the country. This whole shock and awe strategy, this flood the zone with outrageous behavior that they've tried to unleash on the American people during the first few months of the Trump administration, is all designed to create the appearance of inevitability.
Now, the staffer was eventually uncuffed and never actually arrested, but Nadler says if something like this can happen at a congressman's office, it can happen to any citizen. Well, you may soon be caught on camera if you don't move your car during alternate side of the street parking. The state legislature is considering a city council bill that would allow cameras to be installed on street sweepers. Much like bus lane cameras, a picture would be snapped of a car in the way of the sweeper, and summonses would be automatically issued. City Councilman Lincoln Ressler said at a meeting last month, this is necessary.
The automating enforcement by the Department of Sanitation will ensure that cars actually move for alternate side parking. When street sweepers, go around our communities, they pick up a ton of garbage on average per route.
Now, automated tickets will be capped at $50. Under the measure, the fine from a ticket agent is $65. Well, the NYPD now looking for a woman who sprayed an MTA bus driver in the face with some unknown substance. It happened on May 19th around 8:40 in the morning inside a BX-10 bus on Bainbridge Avenue in the Bronx. The driver, a 33-year-old woman, was not seriously hurt. This was one of four attacks last month on an on-duty transit worker.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.